Hi, and welcome to Let's Talk, a podcast for parents and siblings of children with special needs and ADHD. In this episode, I speak to an exceptional young woman, Freya Ohoro. At 21 years of age, Freya has an award-winning blog called Autism Siblings Ireland. She designs and launched a range of chewable jewellery for children with autism and collaborates with an Irish company in designing more comfortable clothing for people with autism or sensory issues. She also has launched sibling packs to help siblings of autism amongst their school friends to start the conversation and develop people's knowledge about autism. I'm Siún Prochaska. Enjoy the show. You started the blog when you were 16, is that right?
Yeah, I would have started all this when I was 16 through school. Wow. We had to do a program for the Enterprise Awards program within our school. And with that, then we were set up a mini company of anything we wanted. We could make anything, we could do anything. And I chose that as the opportunity to fill a gap for autism siblings in society. So that's kind of where this whole thing started, was because of that opportunity.
Fantastic. And so when you started writing the blog, were you expecting it to sort of take off, or were you just sort of doing it like, well, if somebody else reads this, at least someone else is going to feel like they're not alone or whatever? Was that how you were thinking?
I was definitely thinking, if one person reads this, if that's one more person getting a bit more education in autism, that's one more sibling I'm helping out, that's one more person who are in the same shoes as I am, that knows that I'm just like them and that they're not alone. I never was in it, you know, to get the numbers or get big from or anything like that. Like, it was always just, this is here to help whoever can help.
And It's gone on to win awards. And
it's crazy. We won Enterprise Awards. We won Micro Business Awards. We won Blogger Awards. I always entered those awards. I have been nominated for them. Just to get the awareness, because when you have it like up that, oh, you entered, you know, you were shortlisted or something like that, mm-hmm. It kind of almost like can encourage people to look a little bit more, to learn a bit more, being like, oh, what's this about? Oh, what do they do? Do you know that kind of way?
Definitely.
It was always a way for me to kind of just get it out further. Like every kind of thing like that I do, it's always to get more awareness, that it's always to get more people reading. It's always to get people educating more people. Like, it's never about actually winning. It's about, okay, so yeah, we won this award, but who's going to click on the link now? Who's going to read it next because of that? You know, fantastic. That's always why those awards, I entered them, or like I've been nominated for them. It's always just to get the awareness out.
Wow, that's really great. And is Dean aware of your blog?
Like, I don't hide it from him. Like, you know, I'll be editing it beside him, or I'll be writing bits, and he'd be looking in over at the screen, and he'd be like, "Oh, what's that?" Because like he might see a picture of himself or something, and he'd be like, "That's Dean," and I'm like, "Yeah, I'm writing a story about Dean," and you know, he'd kind of, you know, look at it like that. Like, I don't think he fully understands maybe that it is a blog or that anybody can read. I think he just sees it as me looking at pictures of Dean and writing about him, do you know, that kind of way.
Sure.
But I never hide it from him. Like, he knows it's all there.
Yeah, lovely. And can you tell us a bit about Dean? How old is he?
Dean is 12 years old. He is in a St. Dimpna's special school, which is in our town beside us. He is the funniest, happiest, chappiest little boy ever. If you're having a bad day, you spend 10 minutes with Dean and I can guarantee you there'll be a smiling on his face afterwards. The things he comes out with, the things he can think of, oh, he's so funny. Like, if the room's quiet, he'll make a joke or he'll make a comment on it. Like, do you know, like, sometimes people with autism are seen to be in their own little bubble in their own little world, but with Dean, he can read a room so well, he can read a situation so well, he knows what people are saying, he knows what they're feeling, like, he can, and he just knows exactly how to respond to it. Do you know? So like, he's very intelligent in that way. Like, he knows when I'm upset, he knows when I'm sad, he knows if I'm stressed with college work, and he might just slip me like my favorite little chocolate beside my laptop, or he might come in and go, "Oh, Freya, are you okay? Do you want to go for a walk?" Do you know? Like, he just has, like, he just knows. So like, I never like saying that, oh, people with autism in their own little bubble or their own little world, because they're very much not. Like, they're very clued in. Do you know? They may not respond like you or I to the situation, but they know what's happening, they know what's going on around them. Like, Dean may not sit down and have a 10-minute conversation with you, but he's a little genius, do you know? He's languages, he can speak six languages, he's still learning more languages, do you know what I mean? Like, he'd be watching his favorite shows in other languages, and he'd be learning it and repeating it and saying it back to us, and we're like, Dean, you're going to have to speak English to us. He's like, okay, can I just learn the language, then I can communicate with you, you know? In school, like, his school is fantastic because all, like, the programs are built around the kids' abilities and what they need to work on and things like that. So he would do a lot of it through computers because that would be, like, very much what he's, like, really, really good at. So that's what he would learn through. But he's gotten to the point where he, like, can hack the school's internet system because they have passwords and everything. He'll get in, he'll hack it, he'll be playing YouTube, and the teacher's like, where? How does he get in? How does he do that? Where's that coming from? Do you know, his memory is fantastic. Like, if you put a password in front of him, he'll remember it. Like, he'll remember what you typed, what you touched. Like, he's just such an intelligent little boy, like. And I suppose that's another big reason why I've done this blog and stuff, is that I wanted to show another perspective on autism, that it's not just, you know, Dean going through all these services, having all these struggles. Like, I wanted to show the fun side of life with Dean. I wanted to show his funny side, how fun it is to be around him. You know, his talents, his abilities. Like, I wanted to show, yeah, okay, he has an autism diagnosis, but there's so much more to him than that, you know? And I think then if you start a conversation like that, you're automatically taking away that negative stigma around autism. It's so important, and it opens up such a new conversation, autism. It's not, oh, God, love him, oh, the poor guy, oh, that's so hard. It's not that. It's way more positive now. That's what I want. I want more positive outlook on autism and what that is for a family, what that is for the individual.
I can just hear in the way you're talking, like, yeah, how much you love him and how passionate you are about that, about breaking, yeah, that stigma that people have about autism, and people with autism are closed off and living in their, yeah, own world, and they don't interact, and even they don't need other people, or they seem like they don't need other people. And of course, it's all nonsense.
Oh, 100% it's nonsense. Yeah.
It's fantastic that you're breaking through that and that you're making it your mission. You're studying social care in university, is that right?
Yes, I am. I'm studying social care practice in Athlone Institute of Technology, yeah.
And what do you plan to do once you've finished?
I definitely want to work in the disability sector. Like, I've seen a lot of the services and stuff that Dean has needed, and that was kind of where the spark of I want to do social care came from, because I saw the lack of services. I saw the fight for the services, and I was like, I could be one extra person that's available in that service to help kids, to help people like, mm-hmm, Dean, and that's kind of where that passion came from. So I'm hoping after college, maybe early intervention, especially because I've seen how much that's benefited Dean, how much he enjoyed that experience. And we're even still in touch with the woman that worked with him with his early intervention, you know? So, like, absolutely, that's a sector I'd love to go into.
Oh, fantastic. And you've also, as well as your blog and as well as studying, you've got some other things going on too. I was reading about the jewellery you've designed. Can you tell us? Yeah. Can you tell us about that?
So my brother, he very much bites. When he's excited, he bites. When he's anxious, he bites. It's a sensory thing for him. He feels it all in his jaw, so he needs to get it out. But the problem is not having the right things for him to bite on. He will bite himself. He'll bite somebody else. Do you know, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm, him even biting himself? Like, if he's very, like, upset, he does draw blood, and, like, that's not okay. Like, that was something I wanted to stop immediately. Mm-hmm. So the tubal jewellery then came along to be just like a little necklace almost that you can wear around your neck, very small little piece of jewellery that he can just pick up and bite. So it's not heavy, it's not bulky, it's very easy for him to grab, put in his mouth, bite it when he needed it. And the whole thing too is that I found when researching, I was like, it was just so expensive. It was so expensive to find the right thing for him. Like, even the cost of it alone, and then there was shipping, and I was like, there has to be something more affordable out there. And so that's what I thought. Why don't I fill that gap? Why don't I put something that's affordable out there? Do you know? It was a success. Like, the amount I sold and everything, like, you could tell the families needed it just as much as Dean did. And Dean's still using them to this day. He's still benefiting from them. So that alone for me, I was able to find something that Dean needed. Like, that, you know, that was almost, like, I felt a bit like an achievement for myself, was that I managed to fill this little hole for Dean in his life.
Well, that's incredible. I mean, that shows great initiative and, of course, care, because you're inspired by your brother. And I know from working with kids with sensory processing difficulties that they, you know, I've seen children with huge lumps on their hands,
yeah,
just from biting nonstop, of course, to get the tension out. And that's a really fantastic thing that you've done there. So where can people find the jewellery?
At the moment now, with Christmas and everything, I'm still waiting for, like, a new shipment of them to come in.
Sure.
So as soon as that I have them and they're up online, I do post them on all my social media platforms. So that's Autism Siblings Ireland on Facebook, Instagram, and then Freya Hoare on Twitter. And I, as soon as everything comes in, I put it straight up so people can buy it. It's just at the moment we've sold out, so sure. I'm just waiting for the new shipment to get in.
That's amazing. And obviously, as you said, sensory equipment can be extortionately priced. And it's so important. Are there any other kind of gaps that you've seen, you know, in that way? Or have you ever had negotiations with companies and said, hey, look, this is really crazy and people are priced out? And has that happened?
Yes. So I became quite good friends with a woman called Helen, who runs sensoryclothing.ie. Just from following each other on social media, sharing each other's content. And then I had this idea, like, why don't I, you know, engage with her? Maybe we could come up with like, even like a little discount off or something that I could bring Autism Siblings Ireland into her company, or she can bring it into Autism Siblings Ireland. Just some way for us to connect, because her products are brilliant and they're affordable. Like, she has like socks, tops, pants, like clothes specialized for people with sensory problems, toothbrushes, even specialized toothbrushes. Like, it was incredible the things that she was thinking of and coming up with. I was like, I would never have even thought of like a toothbrush, how that could affect somebody, do you know? So we got talking, and she so kindly sent Ian a vest, like a weighted tight vest for him, because like that, he loves deep pressure. He loves the hugs. We call them bear hugs here, because we'd like wrap ourselves right around him and give him a big bear hug, and he loves them. So that vest kind of gave him that same pressure that he needed, which was, I thought this is brilliant, because mum was like, look at, like, he would sit down and he'd be calm, and you know, he'd be so relaxed, and it was so nice to see in himself that he wasn't anxious, he wasn't, you know, like worried, and he could just relax and calm down with this vest. So I was like, I'm sharing this with the world, like this is brilliant. Like, so like throughout the year, even like we'll have like a discount code for going back to school, because she does uniforms for school, specialized uniforms, so we'd have little discount codes there. We do stuff over the summer, like, you know, we're constantly back and forth with little ideas to each other. So I was delighted that I could get working with somebody like Helen, you know, because just like me, like, she's so passionate about filling gaps and making things affordable for people who have those sensory issues.
There really is such a need, and it's fantastic. Yeah. Having something like that is as a preventive measure, even like the weighted vest or the jewelry that's so easily accessible. It's really, really amazing. It's life-changing, you know, in ways, definitely life-changing. I saw you posted on social media yesterday about sibling packs.
Yes.
Is that right?
So, yes, you're right. They just launched this morning. So it's the Autism Siblings Ireland goodie bags, is the kind of title I have for them. So basically, it has keyring, wristbands, stickers, all little knickknacks kind of things for siblings, directly for siblings. Because I find when you go online and stuff, there's a lot for like parents, like, oh, like, I'm a proud autism mom, and like, do you know those kind of little keyrings and knickknacks? And I was like, I want to do something for siblings because I'm a proud sibling. I want to share it. I'm sure there's other siblings out there who feel the same way. So that's why I made this little pack. And also, I thought it'd be a great way to get a conversation going, because if you can imagine like a kid 9, 10 in school with a little keyring on their backpack, and they're going to be like, oh, what's autism? Straight away, you started a conversation. You're getting more awareness out. You're getting the siblings talking, not just the parents, not just the blogs. You're getting kids that young talking, so that within that generation grows up to actually have knowledge of autism, have an understanding of it, be known to it. Because I know when Dean was diagnosed, I was about 11 at the time. I didn't know what that word was. I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know, was he going to end up in hospital? I didn't know, did that meant that he's going to be taken away from us? So if we can start from such a young age, having those conversations around autism, it's just going to be such a great awareness as those kids grow up and they become teenagers and they become adults. It's not going to be such a weird, like, this weird seeing word, or like, oh, autism, don't know that, you know, like that negative stigma around it. So as well as siblings being able to share their stories, being able to show that they're proud, that they love their siblings, it's that conversation starting. And that's what I'm so focused on, is getting conversations started, getting the word out, getting the awareness out. Because every single person you educate is one more person that knows what autism is. It's one less person to judge when the person with autism goes out into society. It's one less person to make that person with autism feel different. And that's, I just, like, that inclusion is so important. Because I feel like even looking at my brother, like, when he goes out, it's not that he gets meltdowns all the time from, you know, the lights and the sounds and stuff. It could be people staring, people commenting. Like, I can see it affect him. I can see it build up on him, because he's like, I need to get out. I don't like this. I don't like how I'm being judged. Like, if we can eliminate that problem and that inclusion can come in and fill that in, that's one less reason for a person to have a meltdown. That's one less reason for a person with autism to not leave their home. So me feeling like I can help that, me feeling like I can fill that gap, that's what I want. I want to be able to be as helpful as I can. And so it's amazing that starting these sibling packs, that's another part of that process. That's another part of that conversation that needs to be had.
You're inspirational, Breya. You're really inspirational. It's really great speaking to you and hearing about your plans and your studies and your entrepreneurial endeavors. All of that is really fantastic. And it occurred to me there when you were talking, what is your vision of an Ireland that's more informed about people with autism? What do you see if you raise more awareness and you do take, for example, Dean out and nobody's like staring or nobody's making comments? Is that what you kind of envision, that people are more accepting?
Yeah, no, definitely. An included Ireland would definitely be just more accepting of Dean. Like, because I know for myself as a sibling, if I see somebody walking down the street on their tiptoes or somebody wearing like noise defenders, like, it's not like, oh, they're weird, oh, what are they doing, oh, look at them. It's, they may have autism, they may have something else, they may need that for a sensory reason. Do you know, you don't go to judge. You'd be like, oh, because I know Dean, what he need, and seeing kids like Dean, that I know not to judge. I know that there may be a reason for it. So by educating people who wouldn't have been as lucky as I have to have Dean in my life, I want to be able to tell them, hey, the kid walks on his tiptoes, not a big deal. It's not affecting you. You keep going with your life. Let them go on with their life. Do you know? Mm-hmm. Definitely included Ireland would be, that judgment would be gone. Do you know, everybody could leave their house and do what they need to do to have a joyful experience. And, do you know, walking down the street, if that's walking on your tiptoes, that's walking on your tiptoes. Do you know? So that definitely would be like an included Ireland for me, would just be that judgment gone.
That's really great. I love that. I wondered also, like, if siblings, do siblings get in touch with you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, I'm actually in a group chat, like on Instagram, with siblings all over the world, like from America, from different parts of Europe. Like, it's amazing how, like, even other sibling pages I've come across and interacted with. Like, I love that I can do that, because I've seen within even the group chat, if their sibling is having a bad day, a lot of meltdowns, they can come into a group chat and be like, oh, today was a bit tough. Do you know, I felt a bit useless. I felt I couldn't help. It's a great place for us to go and talk to other people who are in the same shoes as us, that understand what it's like to be a sibling. So I think that's also a great thing that's come out of this, is that I've made contacts with people who are like myself, do you know? Because growing up, like, still learning about autism myself, like, I wouldn't have known many other siblings. So it's great now that I have that, do you know? And it's great to see too that, like, they're coming to me and be like, thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you so much for spreading the word. Thank you for getting that out there. Like, it's making it easier for me to have a conversation. It's, I'm able to share your stuff because I don't know what to say. Like, that's incredible to be able to be that for somebody, you know? So it's fantastic that that's what Autism Siblings Ireland is doing.
Wow, that's really great. And how do you see the future of Autism Siblings Ireland in particular, like the blog and everything like that? Do you have any future plans or any visions?
I find Autism Siblings Ireland, like, I don't really plan too far in the future. I just go with it. If there's something that I feel I want to write on, I write it. If there's something I need to share, I share it. You know, if there's something that's missing, I'll try and fill that gap, you know. I kind of go with it, with the flow. I almost kind of go with the flow, you know, that kind of way. And if I do have ideas, I kind of try and work on them within a few months. If there's a gap and it needs filling, I'm like, okay, let's fill it now. Like, what else am I doing? Do you know? So that would kind of be for Autism Siblings Ireland. That's how, like, the siblings packs came along as well. Like, back in October, I started researching for them and stuff, which I'm delighted I've been able to launch them, like, now. Mm. So that's kind of with Autism Siblings Ireland. I just kind of go where it needs to go.
Wow, good on you. Good on you, Freya. It's really great. I'm really excited to see what the future holds for you and siblings. And it's really wonderful. Well done.
Thank you.
In this episode, I spoke to Freya O'Horo, founder of Autism Siblings Ireland, whose mission it is to break the stigma and build a more accepting awareness of autism amongst the general public. If you want to follow Freya on social media, you can find her at Autism Siblings Ireland on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm Shun Prochaska. Thank you for listening.